Hello, this is Josh Coltrane, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent in the Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. Cover crops have been gaining more and more attention over the last few years. In our normal crop rotation of corn, wheat, double crop beans, there's very little space to fit a cover crop in. However, with wheat acres declining rapidly, there are more acres that a cover crop could fill. This week we will hear from Craig Rosenboom, K-State Cropping System Specialist, as he talks about some agronomic considerations of cover crops. Dr. Rosenboom begins by discussing weed control prior to cover crop establishment, which is important to the cover crop's success.
Most of the time, we're looking at no-till establishment, so you have to have the weeds burned down. So the weed control element is important, and the more complex the mix, the less likely you are to have herbicide options available to you. To straight up burn down, you also have to keep in mind what previous herbicide applications have been made and what potential there is for carryover, because some of these brassicas and even some of the small grains are fairly sensitive to some of the previous applications.
Next, Craig discusses some soil nutrition considerations for cover crops.
Depending on what the previous crop was and how it was managed, you may need to add some fertility, primarily nitrogen. If you really want to build some dry matter, or if you're planning on grazing it fairly aggressively and you've had, an outstanding wheat crop, or if you're following a corn crop that likely utilized a lot of the nitrogen, well, maybe you need to think about 30 to 50 pounds of nitrogen just to stimulate that initial growth and get the crop up and going.
Finally, Dr. Rosenboom discusses how seeding rate of cover crop mixtures can greatly impact the success of that venture.
You know, a lot of the small grain seeding rates, if you're either a sole small grain or the combination of small grains, we'll recommend a seeding rate similar to what you would for a grain establishment to maybe higher, and especially as you move later and later into your planting date, your seeding rates, you're going to want to push that up just to get that initial ground cover and initial growth. Let's say you're combining some small grain grasses with brassicas. Well, maybe you want to really back off the grasses because they tend to have a little more vigorous seedlings compared to the brassicas. And the brassicas are typically only seeded at a pound or two. And so if you don't want the small grain to kind of dominate that, you need to back that off accordingly to leave room for those brassicas or the clovers to establish.
That was K-State Cropping Systems Specialist Craig Rosenboom discussing cover crop management considerations. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at the office at 620-724-8233 or email me at jcoltrane@ksu.edu. And don't forget to check out the district website at www.wildcatdistrict.ksu.edu. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Josh Coltrane with your K-State Research and Extension Report.